Hello.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Hey, how you doing,
Nadine? I'm doing good.
Nadine,
it's Friday.
I apologize.
It's okay.
I forgot your name, Nadine.
It's okay.
I knew it was, but I lost your name.
You know what? It's okay. I can't forget yours because actually my dad's name is Anthony, but they call him Tony, and I married an Anthony.
Okay, there you go.
How coincidental is that?
I don't even know one name. So that's
really? It's not a common name. You know, I get a lot of people asking me if I'm actually Middle Eastern or Arabic. I get it all the time because I guess it's a popular name. I don't know.
I guess so. How's it going?
It's going good. How are you? It's Friday, right?
Yes. It is Friday. So, I think I'm ready to start on something today. But
okay.
I'm hoping I've thought about some stuff. I've mulled over some stuff in my mind, and I was thinking about just starting with the minimal plan because we're on a budget right now. It's just tough time for us. But
of course,
if we can at least just get on the map, it's worked good for my mother-in-law. And we're trying to really do, like, local business anyways right now.
Okay.
It works better for us. So, if we, like, I know you said it's, like, it goes out, like, a 15-mile radius. And, you know, you get more active on Google. And would that help me get closer to, like, a first page?
Yeah. So with the local-only package, right, I mean, what it's going to do is going to get you found in the zip code where you're PIN verified, and it's going to target a 15-mile radius.
Okay.
So it'll get you on the first page of Google. We'll create the content for you on Bing. We'll do the directory submission and everything else, right? The voice activated searches, the Google Home, you know, Amazon Alexa, the mobile platform. So another option for you, right, would be if you wanted, and again, based on your budget, right, what's going to work for you. There's also the Platinum package, right? That one includes the social media. With the Facebook ads, you could target by let's say someone who has an interest, right? If someone was searching for someone who buys junk cars, right? Or someone who just pays cash for cars, right?
Ooh.
When they're on Facebook, they're also going to see your ad appear. So it actually retargets, right?
Sure.
So those would be your options. I mean, you could always start with the local only, and if you want to later on, you know, upgrade to any of the other packages, you could do so, right? That's at your discretion, okay? So with the local only package for your industry, you would be looking, I'm just trying to see here how far I could get it discounted for you. You would be looking at actually $199. I think she might have gotten it at the $149 because it might have been like a credit, like a friends and family credit. I don't have any left or else I would have offered it to you at my friends and family rate. Because typically if I have one of those credits, I can offer it at mine.
So you would be looking at
the $199. In fact, you wouldn't have a setup fee because I would completely waive it for you. Okay. So there wouldn't be a setup fee. It would be $199 a month. If you did the one that has the Facebook ads, then that one you would be looking at $299 a month. Just an FYI with no setup fees included. Okay.
Right. Okay. And that's what you guys putting together a website for us, right?
Yes, a website would be included, correct, with any of those packages. Yeah, we would go ahead and build a website for you as well. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And we actually...
Go ahead.
Oh, no. Your question?
The social media. So you work through... the social media page that I already have, or would you create a whole new one?
So you currently have one, right, for the business?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what we would do is we would actually create the Facebook ad. So we also help you manage the Facebook page. That's how we have to be able to manage it. I mean, you still have access to it, right? But you would add us on as managers so that way we could run the Facebook ads. With the Facebook ads, Tony, you can cover up to 50 miles if you want with the Facebook ads. Okay?
And
so that's
that
how you could target those areas.
and then that would also go to Instagram too, or?
Not Instagram yet. We haven't started doing okay. Instagram yet. If for some reason okay. that should happen, I mean, we would let you know once we start
right.
with the Instagram,
right.
but for sure it's Facebook.
Okay. And,
okay.
I think I had one more question. So my page that I have now on Facebook, like if I want to go with that one, I'm having an issue with it. I used a card a while ago.
Okay.
I think got signed or something like that. So I keep trying to change the payment method and do all that kind of stuff to run the ads, but it's giving me a hard time. And so would you guys be able to help me out to figure that out? Is that something that your team could help me with?
Let me take a look. Do you, what's the Facebook page? It's under the We Pay Cash for Cars LLC.
Yeah, that should be it. We Pay Cash for Cars.
Okay. Yeah, because I was trying to pull up your Facebook page and I could not find it for the life of me.
I think, yeah, it's a little hard to find. Let me see.
Yeah, it's the We Pay Cash for Cars altogether, right?
Altogether, yeah. We Pay Cash for Cars. It's a capital W, and then the rest of the letters are small.
Okay.
And then the front picture is a lady holding money.
Yeah, I saw that on your profile on Google.
Yeah. So it's the same on the Facebook thing.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try to research it. Yeah, because for whatever reason, I couldn't pull it up. Sometimes it happens. I mean, our techs are pretty good at finding it. Even if you have, like, you know, when you're looking at your page, you'll have, like, this URL at the top. If you copy, paste it, and send it to me in a text message, then I know exactly which one it is. Where do you have it? Is it in what city in New Jersey do you have it listed?
It should be Trenton.
Trenton.
Hamilton Township, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so weird. It doesn't come up. Let me try this.
Pop it up for you, huh?
No, and it's so weird.
Maybe that's part of the problem I'm having. Maybe what I'm talking about, maybe they like red listed me or something, black listed me or something that people can't
it
see.
It could
my
be. Have you had access to it lately?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I don't see anything like
okay,
that.
Okay, so maybe. When you're looking at it, do you see, are you looking at it from your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, do you see at the top the URL?
Yeah.
If you copy that, there's a way that you could send it to me.
Okay.
So you could even do it from your settings where it'll say, I'll tell you, let me go to my Facebook on my phone and it'll
you know
tell
what?
Me.
It's a little dangerous when I'm driving right now.
Yeah, no. I don't want you to do it while you're driving.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. But
yeah.
When you do have time, you can just send it to me.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
which,
once I sit down, I'll go on my computer.
Yeah, and then send it to me. So this way we know it's the right one. Also try to research on it. But, so what are you thinking? Going with the local first, or what are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know what? Maybe I'll start off with what you said. I could always switch, right?
You can always upgrade at any time, yes.
Okay, so yeah, I'll probably just start with this for now, get a website going, have you get me on the map on Google, and then in the future, when I start seeing some progress from everything, I might even upgrade to the big package.
Right.
I probably will, actually.
Yeah, and you can do that at any time. You know what I mean? It doesn't cost you more. Okay? So let me do this. I know, let me see here. It was We Pay Cash. All right. Okay, so what's the best email for you, Tony?
So you could do Tony Samuel, but my last name is spelled Samiel.
Uh-huh.
At Outlook.com.
Okay, what I'm going to be sending you first, I'm going to be sending over two emails, okay?
Okay.
So the first email, let me go here. The first one's going to be labeled Google Advertising. Okay. It's going to have everything outlined as far as what's included with the local only package. It's going to show you the prices, $199 a month. It's a month-to-month program. The only thing our company asked, Tony, and I'm going to go over the timeline with you as well, is that you at least stick it out 2 months because it's going to be a process, right? I mean, it doesn't happen overnight. So we ask for, we call it a two-month verbal agreement, but of course you're paying monthly, okay?
Yeah.
And then I'll have everything outlined in that. The second email, it'll be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. Okay. Now what that does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system. So one beauty I say of the program is that you're able to track your results and see the calls that you're receiving, how many times you came up in the search results. You can view all of your keywords. And that's something that's important, that you're able to track all of that with this program. So you're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system, and I'm going to send you an example of that as well in that email, just so you can kind of get familiar with how it looks, okay?
Okay.
And then now my contact information is going to be at the very bottom of the email. I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I do always like to provide my information just so you have it for your record. And then on this number, you also get text messages, right, to this number that we're speaking on? Okay.
Yep.
Let me do this. You're hands-free right now, right?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure because I know you're driving, and I'm like, oh, Lord, please don't tell me that he's driving with no hands-free.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no. There's going to be some stuff that I'm going to be able to do until I get back to my desk.
That's okay.
Just to get the ball rolling, and then I could finish everything.
Yeah, no. Of course, of course. So let me send this first email. Okay, and then let me send this second one. It's like, I don't know if it's because it's Friday and my computer wants to be, like, super slow. I'm like, come on, get it going here.
It's the holidays. Everything's on slow motion, even the computer.
Oh my gosh, I haven't even finished my Christmas shopping, and I'm like, my husband was just asking me last night. He said, okay, how many more grandkids do we need to get? Because we have 11 grandkids, and I said, I have only knocked out three. He's like, are you kidding me? He's on Nadine. All you've done is three. And I'm like, I'm sorry. He thought, I need to go shopping then? And I'm like, well, I did kind of a lot of online shopping, but I'm in a frantic because now it's like packages delayed. And so I'm telling him, keep a lookout for these packages that are coming, please. Okay, so you're going to be receiving three text messages. Now, the first text message is going to have my contact information just so you have it. And then I'm also sending you a text. It's going to have the number to our customer service. So any time, Tony, that you have an update, a question, if you have a concern, you know, regarding your account, you'll just contact customer service. And we're always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So remember, you're 3 hours ahead of us, so we're always here 10 to 7. Now, with the holidays, okay, on the Monday following Christmas, we're not going to be here, and the Monday following New Year's. So we're taking our holiday on that day, just an FYI, only on those two Mondays, okay? And then I'm also going to, I just always like to give everybody the heads up, you know? And then I'm also sending you a YouTube video link. When you have time, please take a look at the video. It's about 6 minutes long. But what it's going to do, Tony, is going to walk you through our reporting system just so you can get familiar with it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then now, is your first name Anthony and you go by Tony, or is it just Tony?
No, my first name is Tony. I was named after Tony Danza, so.
Oh, my gosh. Really? How cool is that? I used to have a crush on him when I was a kid.
Of course. So, yeah, no, my name is Tony, T-O-N-Y.
Okay, got it. And then you said your last name is Samuel, S-A-M-I-E-L, right?
Yes.
Okay, now the number that they're going to be contacting for the business, this is the number we're going to have listed with Google, right? Is it 609-964-6385 or...
Yeah, so I have a question about that.
Yeah.
You can do that for now, but would I be able to switch that number on my Google page? Do you guys know how to do that if I wanted to get a separate business line?
Is that the number that's currently on it? Because when I did the search with the phone number, I see the one that I do see is like your real estate one.
Yeah, and that's why I was thinking about switching, getting a separate line for the car thing.
We can.
So in the future, I switch it. You could do it for me?
We can. And, you know, in fact, so here's an option for you, and it's included in the package, right? It doesn't cost you more. But what we can do is actually put a tracking number, okay, that would be linked to your phone number. So instead of them seeing, you know, your actual phone number listed there, what they would see is this tracking number. But when they're calling that number, it's going to ring to your phone. Right?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
And it doesn't cost you more. And in fact, I don't know what kind of phone you have, but it comes with an app that you can download from the App Store, and it allows you to track your phone calls and your messages. You could even block spam calls. Okay? Did you want us to put the tracking number on it?
Yeah, what would it be like? What would it come up as, like a 1-844 or something
It might be something like that. Yeah, I'm not sure what the tracking number would be, you know, and if you decide during your client interview you don't want it, then you don't have to have it. But, yeah, if you ever need to change the phone number, you would just let us know so we can update it.
No, that makes sense. Let's do that. Then I don't have to add a line to my service. We could just do that, and then they won't be seeing two different businesses with the same number. They'll be seeing when they click my business, they'll be seeing a different number. Is what
Correct. Correct.
Okay, great. But it'll go to my phone.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Now, I know that the business name shows all as one word, so it reads as We Pay Cash for Cars, right?
Yes.
And then it says NJ after it, correct? Is that with an LLC, or is that you want it as one word? We Pay Cash for Cars, NJ.
That's just, I'll tell you why I choose that name when I was making my Google profile, is that was the domain that was available for a website.
Okay.
So I just kind of put that all together. So we could keep that. That doesn't bother me.
Okay.
There's a lot of businesses that are similar that have the same kind of thing going on. So yeah, we can keep it the same way. All together.
So you want it kept like that. Okay. And you know what?
Yeah.
I think I just found your Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I just found it. Let me take a look. It shows that there is a website link, but it doesn't take me anywhere. Hamilton Township, New Jersey. Yep, here it is.
Correct.
I found it. Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. Oh, good. So I got your Facebook now. Okay, perfect. All right. Let me see here. You pay cash for cars. I'm looking up something.
And I mean, if you think switching it and having some spaces in between the name would make it look more professional or easier to find, I am open to that also.
I know you did it because of the domain name. What I would suggest is that my suggestion would be separating it, right? Not keeping it in that way, only because I know the reason why you did it, and that makes sense, right? Because of the domain.
Yeah.
But when I'm looking at it more professionally, I think with the word separated, right, I feel it looks a lot better in that way. But again, it is your preference.
No, if you guys are able to do that, then go ahead. If it would show up on Google as spaced out, then you could do that.
Okay.
It doesn't bother me. But you're right. It probably will look more professional. So.
I'm just looking. Yeah, because when I'm looking at all these other guys, none of them have it all together. I mean, there's one, but it has a .com in their name.
Right.
So, okay.
Yeah, if you want, if you could switch it, that would be great.
Okay. Awesome. So the way it'll read then is going to be, and I'm going to put it like this. The W is going to be capitalized. The P in pay will be capitalized. The C in cash will be capitalized. And then four, and then cars, the C will be capitalized. And then you want the NJ after that?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you remember where you PIN verified the business?
Do you need the address?
Yeah. I just want to make sure that the address will be hidden, but in case if they ask, like, where it was PIN verified, so we make sure that it's in the right location.
Okay, yeah, so it's 531 Main Street.
Uh-huh.
That's Trenton, New Jersey.
Okay.
086-08620.
Five, three, one Main Street, and you said it's Trenton, right?
Yeah.
Main, you're spelling it M-A-I-N, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. It's so funny, it keeps giving me Chesterfield Township 08515. Okay.
Yeah.
You said it's Trenton. And what's the zip code one more time? 086?
020.
08620. Okay. All right. And then now the way that it's going to work, okay, is we're going to go to the billing before I even process your payment. I walk you through, it's called a voice verification recording, okay? It's for your protection. What it does is it outlines our service agreement. It's going to go over the billing. It goes over the billing date, that it's a two-month verbal agreement. It'll also state in there, Tony, that if you decide you want to cancel your services, the only thing that we ask is that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged. Okay. There's not going to be a cancellation fee or anything like that. So let me go to that screen. Now, the card that you're going to be using, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
No, it's my personal debit card.
Okay.
The only thing is I can't get to it right now because I'm driving.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I do want to go over some of your notes. This will be like basic notes for the technician, and then I could always call you back so we could just do the billing, set up your client interview, and then you're done. But in the meantime, let's at least go through your notes, okay? So as far as like your keywords, right? I mean, the obvious is cash for cars. Anything else you want me to list on here? Are they junk cars?
Keywords.
Are they certain years? Or you tell me.
Yeah, no. So I would think that the best keyword, and you're probably better at this than me, but to give you an idea, would be people usually type in, like, sell my car.
Yeah.
Things like that. They type in cash for cars.
Uh-huh. We pay cash for cars. I know there's different ways that I'm thinking whenever I've done a search like that. Okay. I just kind of want to. Now, you don't do boats. Is it just strictly cars?
Just cars. Just cars,
no
trucks,
RVs.
Vans, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, no RVs. But any kind of vehicle, you know, truck, van, stuff like that.
Okay. Awesome. What about commercial? Commercial equipment?
Yeah. We buy commercial vehicles.
We buy commercial vehicles. I'm going to put that in there.
Yeah. Cargo vans is something that we really want to try to
focus. Okay.
Yeah, focus on.
Okay.
Like fleet vehicles.
Okay.
So that's like multiple commercial vehicles.
Uh-huh. Now, you're not taking junk cars, right?
I am, yeah.
You
I
do?
I will.
Okay.
Yeah. I definitely do scrapping, too, so you could also put that.
Okay. All right. And then got the Facebook page. You want the call tracking number, right?
Correct, yes.
And then we're going to build you the website. Do you have, like, a business logo? Do you have any type of pictures you want to put on there just to kind of get them a general idea?
Yeah, I really don't have anything. Do you think they'd be able to come up with some stuff?
Yeah, we could build you a website. And then do you want us to just put, like, just some stock photos?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, there isn't really much you could really take
yeah,
care of,
exactly.
Right? But at least
exactly.
Give them an idea. And then I'm going to put you need a business logo.
Yeah.
Okay. And then typically, I mean, well, I don't know if you would even, you don't really have forms of payments. What you do is strictly cash with them or?
Yeah, I could send people Zelle, or I could send them money through Venmo, Cash App.
Okay.
Or I could pay them in cash.
Okay.
You know, I can also write them a check. So I have some ways I could pay them, you know, if they're not comfortable with cash, you know.
Okay. And then what are usually, like, the hours of operation?
So we start going around 9 a.m.
Okay.
And I will take calls every day up until 8 p.m.
9 to 8. Is that, like, every day, right? 9 to 8?
That's every day, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And do you prefer phone calls, like our method of contact? Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone and text is good. So, yeah,
okay,
phone and text.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay.
Just a quick question about the call tracker thing. When I get a call from there, will it tell me that I'm getting a call from the tracker, or would it just come up like a regular phone call?
It's going to come up as a regular phone call, but how you're going to also, with the app, you're going to see those calls and you're going to see those messages through the app. So it's an app that you'll download on your phone from the app store. So it'll allow you. So let's say you missed a call, right? If you go to that app, it's going to show you the call that you missed, and you can track it all from there.
Okay.
So it's an option for you. The only reason why I say that, Tony, is because if I'm looking at your, let me go to your real estate one. Okay, good. Your real estate one is in a total different location. So here's what happens with Google, right? When they see a business has like the same phone number or it's got the same, like it's been PIN verified at the same address, it typically throws a red flag, right?
Yeah.
So that's one thing you always want to be careful with. I know that your real estate one, it just has the same number, but the they were PIN verified right at different addresses, so you're good on that. You know what I mean? So you should be okay. But I mean, again, I think the tracking number is good because it does allow you to track like the calls that you're getting. And then it allows you to even block any calls that might come in that you're like, oh man, that's a total spam call, and you can block it. You know, a lot of us have that on our, depending on the carrier that we have. But, I mean, I have it on my phone. I'm with Verizon. So I'll get these calls, like, no joke. I'll get someone offering me, like, oh, you qualify for a business loan. I don't even have a business.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, my gosh. Sometimes I think maybe I should just say, yeah. Yeah, sometimes I'm like, maybe I should just say, yeah, give me the money and then see what happens, right? Crazy. Okay. All right. So what time do you think you'll be in the office? That way we can go ahead and get everything else set up. Because the only thing that we have left is just doing the billing, and then we'll set up your client interview. The client interview, just so you know, Tony, basically you're going to be speaking with one of our technicians. They're going to go over, like, all your keywords, search terms. Okay. They're going to talk to you about the website. So they're going to go over more in detail. Yeah.
Okay.
And then from there, we'll get moving. So I typically like to do it. If not, if you don't have time today, because we block out an hour, right? It can take between 30 to 40 minutes. It just depends. Sometimes a little longer, depending on how many questions or details you have. But from there, we get moving. So I do like to schedule it always at a time that's convenient for you, you know?
Sure. Yeah. So I will be ready to do that at 2 p.m. today, Eastern time.
Okay. Okay, so what time, so you plan to be in the office around 2 your time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be sitting at my desk, and I could, you know, give you an undivided hour at that time.
Okay, so let me do this. So if we schedule you for, because you won't be in the office until 2, so
yeah.
I'm looking here. Okay, so that's 11 o'clock my time. So let me tell you the times that are available, okay? So the times that are available for the client interview, I actually have, let's see here. I have, and this is based off of your time zone. I have 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7.
Okay, then. Let's go 4 to 5.
4 to 5. Okay.
And I'll make sure that I could sit, give you my credit card, and then talk about keywords and website and stuff like that.
Awesome. So what I'm going to do, so this is how it's going to work, right? So I have to do your billing and all of that to finish the account and submit it, so that way they're ready for your client interview, okay? So I would have to call you before your client interview, at least an hour before, to do that process and then have your client interview from 4 to 5. Because that's the time you want, right? 4 to 5. Okay.
Yeah.
So what time are you going to be at the office? Just so it's probably only going to take about, if that, maybe 7 minutes. So that way we could just finish doing the setup. And then I'm going to go ahead and schedule your client interview anyways for 4 to 5 today. So this way no one snacks it from us. Okay.
Yeah.
So should I call you then at 2 o'clock?
Yes. Yeah, that'll work. Yep.
Awesome. All right, Tony. I will talk to you at 2. It was nice speaking with you again, and I'll give you a call at 2 o'clock. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.